This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for those who long to see some kind of resolution of the ongoing disputes about this election. The Supreme Court has asked for responses by tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow at this time, they will have responses from the four states that are being challenged by another state, the state of Texas, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And by the way, all four of those states have Republicans in control of both houses of the state legislatures. They're being challenged. They total 62 electoral votes. Could it change everything? Theoretically, it could. Is that likely? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show and give you a frank, full, fair, and fearless evaluation of where this lawsuit stands, a lawsuit called by some of its advocates the be-all and end-all of electoral battles to undo the results of the election that took place on November 3rd, which, of course, is now 5 weeks ago, almost. We will also talk about the proposition that 2020 is the worst year ever, or perhaps not counting some of those medieval years with the bubonic plague where half of Europe, or at least a third of Europe, died. Maybe the worst year of the modern era, the worst year in American history. Is it really? There's actually an interesting piece that talks about the best aspects of the worst year. I'm eager to get to that. We'll also talk a little bit about a complaint over Christmas lights. Why are Christmas lights held to be offensive and somehow unequal and divisive? They certainly shouldn't be. We'll also be speaking about the lockdown policy with Alex Berenson, who is maybe the best known and most respected of all of the coronavirus skeptics. He knows it's a pandemic, he knows it's serious, and acknowledges that. But a real challenger to the lockdown strategy that has been employed all across the country right now with lots and lots of controversy in California. And we'll be talking to Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal, regular guest on this show, about ways that maybe, just maybe, some legislative action, and maybe even before President Trump leaves office, if he is leaving office, that legislative action could help to unite the country. Busy, busy day. First off, concerning this suit from the state of Texas, let me explain some of the basics for you. And this is legalese, but that's where we are. The entire election is now not tied up in vote profile analysis and various polling data that are put forward and then diced and sliced. Now it's all the law. And under the law, the Supreme Court is a court that has original jurisdiction over a dispute among various states. In other words, one of the things they set up in the Constitution is that if there is an argument over water rights, for instance, that would be a typical argument between two states that share a border, say Louisiana and Texas, and they're arguing over water rights, well, then that doesn't go to an appellate court, it doesn't go to a federal court, it goes directly to the Supreme Court, do not pass go, and that's what we have here. Because the state of Texas, in the person of the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, has decided to launch this suit saying that the electoral votes, 62 electoral votes from Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, should be thrown out. Thrown out. And, or their first preference would be that the Supreme Court should order those four states to redo their election between now and Inauguration Day. Of course, we still have time between now and Inauguration Day. Today, of course, is the 9th of December. Inauguration Day is the 20th of January. So could they theoretically stage a new election? It would be very, very difficult, but I guess they could. That's what the lawsuit wants. But because it is a lawsuit by the state of Texas against the states of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, it goes right to the Supreme Court. And what the Supreme Court has said is they now have the complaint from the state of Texas. They want a response from the other four states. And then they presumably will make some kind of decision either tomorrow afternoon or maybe Friday at the latest. Jordan Sekulow, who, of course, is close to the president, he's the son of Jay Sekulow of the American Council for Law and Justice and of Regent University. Jordan Sekulow was on Newsmax speaking very optimistically about what happens with this particular lawsuit. Clip one, listen.
Four states named here, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. When you look at the states that were named, they have to now respond by Thursday at 3 p.m. to this bill of complaint. And they have to respond to very specific items. So the Supreme Court is not just considering what Texas filed today. They are now going the next step, which is saying we want a response from the states named. We want a response from Pennsylvania, from Wisconsin, from Georgia. So, again, I think it's very clear that, and this is the case we've been talking about to reach SCOTUS. This is the outcome determinative case. 62 electoral college votes at stake, enough to change the outcome.
Okay, that is if the Supreme Court says that, well, you can't count the electoral votes. The Electoral College is supposed to be meeting 6 days from today. No, stop that. It's 5 days from today. They're meeting on the 14th to actually vote. It would be extraordinary if the Supreme Court actually does say, no, you can't count those 62 electoral votes. Because then what? Do they move the date and do that unilaterally as a court? Because it is part of the law right now. The Electoral College is supposed to vote on the 14th. So what happens? We will find out. There are constitutional challenges involved here, as Jordan Sekulow on Newsmax TV tries to make clear. Listen.
This is major, though, because, Grant, the court didn't just take this and issue an order denying it or something like that, or maybe coming up with opinions later on tomorrow. They are requiring these four states to actively respond by Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time to the allegations in this bill of complaint. And that's different than most court cases at the Supreme Court, because this is a case of original jurisdiction, where the court has that original jurisdiction in the Constitution because it is state versus state. If the equal protection, if due process was violated, if the electors clause in the Constitution, these are all constitutional challenges that Texas is bringing. If those were violated, it affects everyone in this current case would be everyone in Texas. And now we're seeing, as you pointed out, all these other state AGs start adding on. And if it impacts my vote in a different state, then my equal protection rights were violated because of the irregularities, the wrongdoing, not following. I think especially the Electors Clause, which says specifically state legislatures make the rules and change the rules. That's what the Constitution says, not courts. So even though Pennsylvania, they didn't get the injunctive relief today in Congressman Kelly's case, this gives the court an opportunity to look at it on the merits, and they're going to be getting briefing on this. So now Pennsylvania is going to have to respond and say, why on earth was it okay for a court to do this when your state law and the U.S. Constitution says that you can only do this with the state legislatures? And the state law actually has even more conditions.
Okay, that sounds all very confusing. It's actually very, very clear. When we come back, I think I can explain it to you with the help of the Heritage Foundation. They issued a good paper on this. Heritage, of course, very, very pro-Trump. They've been consistently supportive of the president. But they have a terrific perspective on this, which I will share with you coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show, let's make it clear that the Supreme Court has not yet agreed to hear, to even open this particular case from Texas. And my very strong suspicion will be that they won't. But before they make that decision as to whether to actually hear the case or not, they are asking for a response from the other four states that are being charged with these irregularities and improprieties. But let me make something clear to you, because I think there's been a lot of confusion. And guess what? Media, conservative media and liberal media and media in general have done a poor job of making this very complicated case understandable. This is not a case about driving ballot watchers out of the room at 12 midnight. It's not a case alleging voter fraud in any way. What the case is all about, and when you read the case from the Attorney General of Texas, the whole entire point of the case is that they conducted the election in an inappropriate way. And what do I mean by conducting the election in an inappropriate way? That they didn't have the right provision for checking signatures, for verifying signatures on absentee ballots, mail ballots that came in these four states. Okay, why did they pick these four states? And because presumably there are also ways you could complain about the way that signatures were checked elsewhere in the country. It's because these four states are states that Biden won. And taking away the 62 electoral votes from these four states would drive Joe Biden well below the 270 threshold that either candidate needs to win. Now, if they got what they wanted, what they are asking for, the state of Texas, and they have been joined, by the way, by a handful of members of Congress, all Republican. They've been joined by a couple of attorney generals from other states, other Republican attorneys general, who are joining this case. What they're asking for is a re-vote. Not all across the country, but just in those four states. By the way, that is so unlikely as to be impossible, because how can you do that? In other words, for the Supreme Court to order that you're going to have a revote in Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, but you're not going to have a revote in other states that Trump won closely, like North Carolina, which was very close, you can't do that. And the idea of the Supreme Court ordering a revote anywhere seems to me to be, frankly, preposterous. And yet the president is very excited about this. He has tweeted about it recently. He's excited by the fact that the court has asked the four respondent states, the four states that are being accused here, and being accused of improperly checking signatures. The basis for the entire case is this. And you can look, it's the same for all four of the states. It's that the secretaries of state in those states, including Republican secretaries of state, in Georgia, for instance, that, of course, is now the infamous Brett Raffensperger, who, by the way, I think is a good guy trying to do a decent job. But the idea here is that they went ahead, and because they were changing with the approval of the state legislatures and adding more absentee ballots in an easier sense because of the pandemic, because they altered that procedure, that the state secretaries of state in these states, the people who are running the voting, went ahead and changed the way that signatures were supposed to be verified and made it inappropriate without legislative approval. Now, here is part of the problem with the lawsuit, is that all of these states that are being sued have Republican legislatures, and they didn't complain at the time. In other words, if it's a violation of the Constitution, as they are claiming here, that they changed the way that signatures were going to be verified without the approval of the state legislatures, then why didn't the state legislatures speak up way back when they did this, 6 months ago, before the election? And the entire problem here is, okay, if Texas is so certain that this change in procedure damaged Texas and damaged its interests, then why did the Texas Attorney General, who, yes, he is under federal indictment for securities fraud, and in fact, one of his fellow attorneys general, Dana Nessel, who is a very partisan Democrat in Michigan, has said that he's doing this because he wants to get a pardon from Trump. I think that's a low blow, but it is one of the complications in this suit. She made that charge this morning. I mentioned Heritage Foundation because Heritage is a great think tank, and they do an outstanding job. And they had Hansa von Spakovsky, who is one of the real experts on election fraud. He wrote the book together with John Fund. He's co-author of that book on stealing elections. And he writes the following: the state of Texas has filed an unprecedented motion with the U.S. Supreme Court asking for leave to file a complaint with the court against the states of Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin over the 2020 election. In a nutshell, Texas is saying these four states' elections were unconstitutional and therefore invalid. The Lone Star State's complaint, filed by State Attorney General Ken Paxton, asks that Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin conduct brand new elections to determine their electors for the Electoral College. They also say in the suit, by the way, that if they can't conduct new elections, then the legislature should pick electors. And they, of course, assume that legislatures being controlled by Republicans will pick Trump electors. The complaint goes into great detail describing what happened in each state. The complaint accuses Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Brockvar of, among other things, without legislative approval, unilaterally abrogating Pennsylvania statutes that require signature verification for absentee or mail-in ballots. These changes were not ratified by the Pennsylvania legislature, but the Pennsylvania legislature never objected after the changes were made, even though it's a Republican legislature. Georgia, similarly, the complaint describes how Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, without legislative approval, changed the statute governing the signature verification. And it's the same thing for Michigan and for Wisconsin. The complaint catalogs these and numerous other changes made in all four states by government officials, but not by the state legislature. So what are the chances of success? We will get to that. But first, what are the chances of success that Congress actually gets something done to save the economy on a bad day for the market by coronavirus relief? We'll get to that with Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal coming up.
All vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this holiday at Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care,
so you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services.
Plus, take up to 30% off select shipping supplies, like boxes, tape, and padded mailers.
Shop in store or get it same day with Instacart.
And save on holiday shipping at Staples.
In store only. Offers end 1/2/21. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says final authorization for an emergency distribution of a coronavirus vaccine could come within days.
The FDA assessment showed that the vaccine was around 95% effective, was efficacious across different groups, including the elderly and people with comorbidities, and did not show any significant safety concerns.
Azar telling a briefing that 20 million people could be vaccinated by the end of the year, with another 50 million coming by the end of January. President-elect Joe Biden is formally introducing his pick for defense secretary. Retired four-star General Lloyd Austin would be the first African-American to run the Pentagon if he is confirmed by the Senate. Back in 2016, Austin said that ISIS was terrorism's JV team. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
And on the Michael Medved show, no holiday season for people covering the Congress of the United States, especially with the days counting down, not to Christmas necessarily, but to the end of the week when the government's supposed to shut down. Oh, yeah, there's that. And also the fact that everybody says, President Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, everybody says we need some kind of coronavirus relief bill. So what are the chances? And Gerald Seib, who's the best Washington reporter out there, he is the executive Washington editor of the Wall Street Journal. He's also author of the fine new book, We Should Have Seen It Coming, From Reagan to Trump, A Front Row Seat to a Political Revolution. It's posted on our website. Jerry, okay, before we get to your prospect for unity in the next few months, which is, I find, inspiring, before we get to that, are they going to manage to do something to keep the government operating after Friday?
Well, if you I'm sorry, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, and then also, are they going to do some kind of coronavirus relief, which everybody seems to want?
So the answers are yes and maybe. They will certainly figure out a way to keep the government running. I mean, this game of chicken got old years ago, and I think that everybody wants to move past it. So that will happen. Well, whether there will be a coronavirus aid / stimulus bill, you know, if you'd asked me last week, I'd have said no. If you'd asked me 2 days ago, I'd said yes. You ask me today, and I say it's looking less likely. It's a very strange situation. You know, there have been big disagreements between the two parties on a coronavirus bill over the size of the bill. They seem to have gotten over that. Democrats are now prepared to accept a lot less
in total than they were earlier because they think they can come back and have another bite of the apple next year. But we're hung up on the same two issues we've been hung up on over and over again on this, which is to say Democrats want the bill to include state and local government aid. They think the state and local governments have been hit particularly hard by the costs of the coronavirus and the economic slump that it produced, and they need help. And if they don't get it, they will have to cut payroll and cut spending and drag down the overall economy. And Republicans think aid to state and local governments is just a bailout to Democratic governors and mayors for making bad decisions before and during the coronavirus. And Republicans insist on liability protection for businesses and hospitals and churches so they don't get sued if they try to reopen during the coronavirus pandemic. And Democrats say, no, that just rewards risky behavior. So this is a recurring theme over the last 6 to 8 months, and here we are again. And I honestly don't know whether they'll get past that disagreement or not.
The other question, speaking of disagreements, with the president now jumping in with both big feet into the lawsuit by Ken Paxton, the attorney general of Texas, which is before the Supreme Court, are they going to be able to have the Electoral College, it's scheduled to actually vote and select the next president formally on the 14th of December, which is coming right up, right?
Yeah, next week.
Are they going to meet that schedule?
I think you can count on that happening. The Texas lawsuit strikes me as being very odd. It's the state of Texas saying that a bunch of other states somehow violated Texas's rights by conducting the election the way they did and by allowing mail-in ballots. I guess the argument is that reduces or dilutes somehow the power of Texas voters, but just describe it as a long shot, I think, would probably be charitable. It just seems very odd when the Supreme Court wouldn't consider a case about a specific set of issues on one specific state, the state of Pennsylvania. I have a very hard time believing they're going to decide to step in now and throw out the entire results from a handful of states, as the Texas suit asked them to do. So it feels like a last gasp and not a very not one that's very likely to succeed.
Speaking about last gasp, there was a previous suit that was by the state of Nebraska and another state against Colorado when they legalized weed, marijuana, saying that they were going to be impacted by it. They wanted the Supreme Court to intervene, basically nullifying the Colorado legalization of marijuana. And the court said, get out of here, you knuckleheads. Colorado can do what they want. So it seems to me, if they're going to say that, when you're going to make like a plausible case that, well, we're going to have a problem regulating marijuana with because our neighbor is legalizing it, this state is indeed a long shot or a Hail Mary pass or something equivalent. What isn't a Hail Mary pass, and you wrote, I loved your column about an unsexy topic that could actually unify Congress in the next couple of months. What's the topic?
Well, the topic is infrastructure, you know, which seems a term designed to be boring, right? I mean, roads, bridges, broadband, airports, subway systems, you know. But the thing is that this is one area where everybody agrees that there is something good to be done by the federal government, and for a variety of reasons, all parties in all parts of the country see benefit in doing something on this front. And in, you know, talking to people in the last week or so, I've talked to people in the Biden team, I've talked to Democrats, I've talked to Republicans, and everybody agrees, yes, there's room for a deal here. We should do something. There was a move a year ago toward a big infrastructure bill, and it kind of fell apart because of the fact that Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump couldn't stand to be in the same room with each other and talk about it. But the need is just as great, and the desire and the politics of it are just as good. You know, business wants this for improving the economic infrastructure and for stimulus. Labor wants it because it creates jobs. Blue states want it because it might provide some help for urban areas with mass transit systems that had just been walloped by the coronavirus. Red states love it because they can get some broadband build-out money for rural areas as part of the package. Liberals like it because you can put some green climate change stuff in it. red states that have rivers that have been kind of overflowing their banks amidst climate change like it. So there's something for everybody in this. And the Biden team is talking about doing a quick infrastructure bill early next year, partly to stimulate the economy, but I think also partly to show that, you know, maybe we can get some things done around here.
Wouldn't it be smart if they do that and then they have a bill signing and they all are celebrating for President Biden, assuming he becomes President Biden, to invite some Republicans to the bill signing, which is something I don't think President Trump ever did. In other words, even on big things where he had some Democratic support, he never invited the Democrats to take credit for it.
No, let's hope so. And look, Joe Biden gets a lot of grief because he's basically a creature of the Senate, you know, 40 years or so in the Senate. And that is a black mark in some people's eyes. But he knows this is how you get things done. You give everybody credit, or at least a little bit of credit. You don't make anybody embarrass themselves. And you make sure that everybody comes out looking like a winner as opposed to, you know, a zero-sum game in which I win or you lose and I win. That's how things happen in Washington, for better or for worse. And Joe Biden understands that. And I think that's how he and Mitch McConnell managed to work together. And you got to find some places where you can, you know, hitch your locomotive to a train that gets to the end of the line. And I just think infrastructure might be one of those things.
It's a great column. We'll link to it at our website. The headline is "What Might Unite a Divided Washington: Unsexy Infrastructure." And you cite in it some of the Republican leaders, some of the Democratic leaders, and again, there's no reason for America, the greatest country in the world, to have airports and highways and rail systems such as we have them, that which Joe Biden will probably particularly like because he rode the train all those years, that don't compare with other countries. Jerry, I appreciate your coming on the show. When we come back, I want to finally get to the very heart of the remaining legal battles. And there are a few of them. And what does Mayor Giuliani say from his sickbed with COVID-19? He's speaking up on this issue. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
And it's the most wonderful time of the year precisely because 2020 is almost over. Is it really the worst year in American history? We will get to that. And also to a rather original attempt to talk about great things that have happened in what is unquestionably a terrible year. The case that went to the Supreme Court today, they have not agreed to hear the case, and it's highly doubtful that they will. But concerning that case, Jake Tapper at CNN is reporting, and he tweeted this out, that an email has gone out to every Republican member of the House. And it was sent from Mike Johnson, who's a Republican from Louisiana. And what Representative Johnson was asking for was signatures for a friend of the court brief in this long shot Texas lawsuit that's trying to invalidate the Electoral College votes from Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And Tapper reports Trump is anxiously awaiting the final list of Republican congressmen who sign on to this case to see who signs on and who decides not to. And Jordan Seculo, who is an attorney, son of Jay Seculo, he does radio, he appears frequently on Newsmax TV. He said this on Newsmax about this Texas case. Listen.
Are we up against a wall with time? Of course we are. But the Supreme Court has already noted right now, they're not worried about this today being the, you know, this day that electors are selected.
Right.
They're pushing this to the 10th for the response. It's the 14th when the Electoral College votes. But as we pointed out, as Justice Ginsburg has pointed out, the real key is January 6th when Congress certifies the vote. So there is time because this is right at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court cannot just send this back down for to the appellate courts. I think for the Newsmax audience, they need to understand this is the be-all, end-all case to determine really the outcome of this election. This is the major challenge, the one we were waiting for. It has enough electoral votes at stake to change the outcome. It is outcome determinative, well, and the court is deciding that they want more briefing.
Jordan,
and that is a great news, Grant,
Jordan,
that the other side has to respond.
Okay, the fact is, I'm sure the other side is responding now. And the other side has to have their response, if any, from those four states and from the attorneys general in those four states. That has to be in hand at the court by 3 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. And we may get a very quick response from the court after that. The Heritage Foundation, again, and again, I deliberately want to try to use a very pro-Trump source here, and Hans von Spakovsky, who has taken election fraud and cheating in elections as seriously as anybody. He's written about it. He's made his career writing about it. He says this: the state of Texas is asking for a declaratory judgment from the Supreme Court that the administration of the election by four other states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, violated the Constitution, that their Electoral College votes cannot be counted, and the court must order that these states, quote, conduct a special election to appoint presidential electors. If the states have already appointed their presidential electors, Texas asks that their legislatures be directed by the courts to appoint a new set of presidential electors in a manner that does not violate the Electors Clause in the 14th Amendment, or to appoint no presidential electors at all. Okay, what does all this mean? Just to get a little bit crazy here, and to imagine for a moment that the court did any of what this lawsuit wants, what it would mean would be no one would have 270 votes, because you can't just award these votes to Trump. And it's extraordinarily unlikely that the court would make any attempt to do that. If they held a new election, of course, Trump could win, but they're not going to hold a new election. So what it would mean would be it would go to the House of Representatives under the 12th Amendment to the Constitution, and that each state would have one vote. And it would be a truly unholy mess. The Electoral College is due to vote on Monday. Yeah, it's this Monday coming up. It's soon. At Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky concludes this way. He says, this is an unprecedented lawsuit. A number of other legal experts have called it preposterous, ridiculous, laughable, a disgrace. It's not gotten tremendous applause from the community of legal scholars. This is an unprecedented lawsuit, he writes, and the Supreme Court may be extremely leery and disinclined to take any actions, regardless of the merits, because they don't want to upset the results of a presidential election. By any measure, this is the legal equivalent of a Hail Mary pass, writes Spakovsky of Heritage Foundation. While the questions raised are serious ones, it's unlikely that the Supreme Court will address them at this time. As Texas points out, these issues will likely be repeated in future elections. If the Supreme Court does not take up these issues now, they may well have another opportunity in the future. Yeah, but the right opportunity, the right time to take up these issues is before an election is held, not afterward, based upon your not liking the results. Rudy Giuliani, I mentioned, has already responded on this. And by the way, they filed over 50 suits questioning the results of the elections. And so far, on 35 of the 50, the courts have ruled against the Trump campaign. On how many have they ruled in favor of the Trump campaign? The answer is none. And here is what Giuliani says. He says the Trump campaign and its surrogates have repeatedly lost legal challenges that would undercut Biden's win as the result of media spin that has affected judges who heard the cases. He also says, no, this is not the end of the line. The end of the line is when the state legislatures make the final decision on whether they're going to assume control of this, because there's a real battle going on. This has to do with the attempt by President Trump, and he's called state legislatures all over the country to try to get Republican legislators involved in overturning the election results in their own state. Kelly in Snohomish, Washington, you're on the Medved Show.
So, Michael, can I ask you, do you not believe that there was large-scale fraud in this election?
I absolutely do not believe there was, because if there was, we would have seen some evidence of it better than the kind
everywhere.
Of witnesses that
there's
Rudy Giuliani produced.
Michael, there's
where's
video
the evidence?
Of, there's video of them sending the Republicans out of the room and dragging cases of ballots.
By the way, hold on for a moment.
Let me talk. You talk for
hours.
No,
because you just described that Fulton County, Georgia video. They did not send, and they did not send Republicans home. They are eyewitnesses to deny that. What happened was
Michael, you're believing what you choose to believe. What about the UPS driver that was sat still for 6 hours, told to go park his trailer somewhere, and they took his trailer that he's had for 6 years that was had ballots in it?
I do not believe that any of this proof has sustained legal scrutiny. I don't believe our court system is corrupt. Let me ask you this, Kelly, okay? Why do you think that very loyal conservative pro-Trump Republicans like Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia, and the Governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, why would they want to stand by an election if they believe that it was fraudulent?
So we're talking about two different things. We're talking about two different things, okay? I don't know about why they make the decisions they make, but there's evidence overwhelmingly that maybe you haven't seen.
No, I have seen it all. I've looked into it. It is nonsense. It is nonsense. It is sad. There are people playing you, Kelly. They're playing you for your own advantage. If you believe that Rudy Giuliani's roadshow has been credible in indicating that there have been literally millions of votes stolen, then I can't wait to see why in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.